Find a way to be of use to others. Even if it seems like small things, just be of use to others. It's that you cannot go wrong. There are very few things in life where like you can't go wrong. It's like a no fail proposition. So am I allowed to say no fail proposition? I know you don't like win-win.
You are allowed. All right. Now, the question that the thing you said that really intrigued me, you said, you know, being of use, and I won't say it exactly right, but connects to how the brain's wired.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not somebody who's going to lean on philosophy without going in and trying to look for some science, or, you know, or science and philosophy when they link up is pretty interesting. But, you know, some of you might be familiar with Naval. Naval is a kind of in the investor philosopher space. He's still alive. And he has this saying, which I think is kind of interesting. Let's just say interesting. I don't know if it's true, but let's say if it's interesting, which is that most all unhappiness comes from just thinking about ourselves too much, you know, and so how do we get outside ourselves? I think this is so important. You know, there's a place for anxiety, reflection, thinking into the past, working through traumas, perhaps, like there's a place for that. But I think he's right that so much unhappiness comes from an inability to like get outside ourselves. And the data on gratitude are absolutely astonishing. Okay, a couple things about that. First of all, most people misunderstand the data on gratitude. The neuroimaging, the data on oxytocin, the data on improved mood and affect, the life status and mental and physical health on gratitude are astonishingly positive. They all ratchet back to the idea that even a brief reflection of, wow, like I'm very lucky to be in the position I'm in. Or even what most of us tend to do, which is, you know, I'm so glad that I'm in this position relative to that position, like, gosh, wow, it could be much worse kind of thing. That all spells out to better mental and physical health. Neurochemically, brain imaging supports this, et cetera. Turns out that receiving gratitude is even more powerful. And then you say, well, that's a tough one. So, you know, how do I do that? You don't want to be manipulative but that should encourage us to give gratitude to the people that we care about, to express gratitude. And then this business of being of use to others, the Adler concept. Being of use to others is this perfect synchronicity between doing something that feels in concert, one hopes, with who we are, right? I mean, he's not talking about being in service to others in ways that are painful for us, but being in service, but maybe a little bit, like, you know, sometimes start, you know, going and raking the front lawn at first is, you know, like, oh, I got to do this. And then like a job well done feels good. Adler talks about, and I fully agree with the idea that, you know, the progression of our species largely emerged from this being of use to others thing. We are not a species of individuals working just for ourselves. However isolated we might be, we need to see faces during the day. This is an extremely powerful feedback loop to the centers of the brain that make us feel good. I mean, there's a direct link between what's called the fusiform face area. There's literally areas of the human brain in particular that are tuned to faces and their expressions that are linked up directly and reciprocally with the areas of the brain that are involved in what we would call emotion or affective states. This is beautiful work from Nancy Kanwisher at MIT, from Doris Sau, who's now was at Caltech, now at Berkeley. There's direct connections between faces and our own emotional state. Seeing faces is important. Even if you don't want to face the world in the morning, so to speak, getting out and seeing faces, not isolating yourself, even if it's just in passing on the street, very, very important. Whether or not it works on screens, I think it does if there's a depth of connection here and there's some recognition of the person. If it's just looking at faces on a screen whom you don't know and you're not interacting with, that's not probably not going to suffice. But being of use to others is this beautiful feedback loop between action and receiving gratitude often. But even if you're not thanked for it, you know, being grateful for the opportunity to serve others. These things might seem like all good, feel good, left coast, you know, wishy-washy. I'm in California. So, you know, just kind of, but the data on this are so powerful. People, you know, these around this time of year, we'll often see these lists of like five things that people dying say they wish they had done more of or less of. You know, what's interesting there, it always says they wish they'd worked less. But I actually think when you go and look at the actual literature, people who felt that their work was in service to other people are glad they had the work they had. I think we need to discard with this whole idea that we're only supposed to socialize to feel connected. You know, one of the challenges of modern living is how do we pursue a career and education and also be socially engaged? Well, part of that is being of use to others. And I would say for anyone, if you're on social media, for instance, might seem like a kind of low-level example, but you can be a passive consumer. But if you have it in mind to find things that you think are useful and then actually sharing those with people, right? Almost everybody has somebody that follows them at some level, like it, and sharing those and really trying to be of use, or maybe even summarizing it. If it comes from a genuine place of trying to be of use, it raises the tide for everybody, yourself and everyone else. And this links directly with the literature on gratitude. So much of what we think about gratitude is like sitting in a chair and think, God, I'm so grateful for this, which is a wonderful thing to do. Wonderful and important thing to do. But gratitude is also a behavioral expression. And being of service to others is tremendously reinforcing to our mental health. This is so clear. One of the most powerful predictors of longevity are people that live in service to other people. It's like spectacular. And if you're a musician or a creative, you know, I know Rick Rubin, our mutual friend. I don't know if you met Rick, but anyway, I'm spending Christmas with Rick's family. And like, you know, he's always like, listen, your art is not for your audience, whatever your art happens to be, podcasting, science, music, what, you know, whatever it is. But he will say that it's like, he calls it an offering to God, to the universe. It's in gratitude. You're trying to be in service through the things that feel right to you. And I think that, to me, this and the business of life tasks, I would say, is the most neuroscience aligned psychology I've ever heard. Everything else, like even you're going for a workout, let's say, maybe you don't want to work out, maybe you do. You can literally dedicate that by being in great health. You're positioning yourself to be around longer for your family, to serve others. The framing might seem trivial. It might seem just kind of like a mind, you know, a little mind gymnastics game, but it's not. You can, the dedication of things that are good for you as good for others as well, or good for others is also good for you, is a tremendously positive tool for mental health and physical health and motivation, right? Because most people are trying to think like, how do I get motivated? And then I got to work. And I also have to, if your work isn't directly involved in serving others, frame your work as an ability to gain the resources that at some point will give you the opportunity to serve others. And there are all these little ways to serve people throughout the day. But this is perhaps the most powerful synthesis of ideas that I've ever heard, this Naval concept of thinking about yourself too much. It's like we loop back on ourselves when we're just thinking about our own happiness, being of service to others, even in the things that seem like they're just for us, like your workout, you're pursuing your career, your income, whatever. Framing that in mind as your ability to serve others more and more, and actually doing that, even in small ways, is so very clearly supported by the neuroscience on gratitude and the non-neuroscience research on happiness and meaning. Because meaning as a whole life thing is hard, right? Your whole life, how are you going to live your whole life with meaning? Well, it starts with your daily tasks. And the meaning is an internal thing, right? It's a mindset. And I think this concept of serving others as the tool to real meaning is perhaps at least, I think it's at least as important and perhaps more important than even growth mindset.